Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Soul School Music, live on Tribe Family Channel. I am Beverly Black, the creator of both, and we are here to honor Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr., reigning in paradise. His sunrise was April 27, 1944. His sunset, April 20th, 2017. This show is Marshall Thompson's Soul School Music. Marshall Thompson is the last man standing of the Shylights. And before I bring Mr. Marshall Thompson on, we're going to open up with a prayer from Pastor of Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Dos Palos, California. Pastor, please open up with prayer.
Thank you, Sister Beverly. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let us go to the throne. Father God, thank you today for this particular show. We thank you for the life of Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. We thank you, Lord God, that as you know all about him and what he brought to our lives, how he blessed us in so many ways. And I thank you for Mr. Marshall Thompson. I thank you for Sister Beverly. Lord God, that as we reflect on the life of this man, we will be blessed to be remembering the music of our times. I thank you that everybody listening will have their hearts fixed and their mind regulated on the fact that God has called and he had to answer. I thank you now for his transition. And dear God, let this show be a testament to that. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and thank you so much, Pastor, on behalf of Soul School Music and on behalf of Mr. Marshall Thompson. And I am going to actually open up Mr. Marshall Thompson's line. Marshall Thompson, you are on Soul School Music, and we are honoring your dear friend of 40 years, Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr., as you know, and I wanted you to have the opportunity to say hello to Pastor Bruce E. Rivers. Pastor Marshall Thompson.
How you doing, Pastor? What a great
opening.
Hey,
my friend. I thank God
for you.
Thank you.
Well,
great
thank
opening.
God for you.
Yeah.
Well, I thank God for you, and thank God to see another day. And all our fans all over the world is listening
Amen.
Tonight. Is listening
Amen.
To my good friend, all of his music, and the life of him, and all the fun times we had over 40 years on the 70 Soul Jam. So we
Amen.
Want everybody to stick and stay, because we're going to have a ball tonight. It's a celebration for the Cuban, my man, for many, many years. Let's go to work.
Amen, amen, amen. And Marshall, my brother, it is an honor and a privilege to be on this platform with you. Before we open up the phone lines and allow everyone to share their reflections of your friend, I'm going to first read an interview that was extrapolated from soulandfunkmusic.com, because as you and I know, initially, this show was going to have you and your dear brother, Cuba Gooding Sr., on here, because you all, like you said, have been friends for over 40 years, and with so many concerts still on your tour roster, we couldn't help but have him here. So we're going to listen to some reflections. We're going to celebrate his life. And though I am barely meeting Mr. Cuba Gooding over the phone last year and sharing some laughs with him, which I will testify to at some point during the show, I definitely want to hear your reflections. Our audience is global, all over the world, and we want to convey to them exactly who Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. was and remains to be in spirit. So let me delve into a little bit of this interview that was taken from that particular website. It goes, in 1971, a three-man group called The Main Ingredient made history by recording the Grammy-nominated hit song Everybody Plays the Fool. Remember that song? Many people do not realize that a gentleman named Cuba Gooding Sr. was the lead vocalist of the group. Formerly The Poets, then The Insiders, originally consisted of lead vocalist Donald McPherson, Tony Sylvester, and Luther Simmons. Cuba said, "We found ourselves anonymous as we made money for record companies. I remember when people used to say, hey, there's Mr. Ingredient. Unless they saw me on the Chitlin circuit to perform, they had no idea my name was Cuba Gooding. If you are thinking, Senior, is that Cuba good? Yes, that is actor Cuba. Show me the money, Gooding Jr.'s dad." And of musician Tommy Gooding, April Gooding, The Shield, Everybody Hates This, or he says this, but it should have been Chris, and Omar Gooding, Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Playing Makers. So we are a working family. We are a hustling family, and we are an entertainment family. Cuba is even known for his mega hit song, Begin with the Family. This interview goes on to say, with over 40 years under his belt as an entertainer, Cuba Gooding continues to thrill audiences around the world with his smooth, unique, and captivating voice, all the while remaining a solid part of the musical consciousness of fans both old and new. Cuba's roots are in the Caribbean. My father's father was born in Barbados, but he was born a different kind of slave. He was like Chicken George from Roots. He was in charge of slaves and had his own plantation. He dressed in a top hat every day. William Gooding was his name. William and his wife, Edith, had eight children. Cuba's father was Dudley McDonald Gooding. He fled from Barbados because he rejected subservience to his father and to the British crown, which ruled Barbados at the turn of the century. And it goes on to say, excuse me. He went to Panama and helped build the Panama Canal. He worked on ships all over the world, learned nine languages, and settled in Cuba. He lived there 17 years until his wife, Carmen, not Cuba's mother, was brutally murdered. Excuse me. He left Cuba to go to Jamaica, then back to Barbados. And let me just interject that what I do know is that Cuba was named after Cuba, the country, for Carmen, even though she's not Cuba's mother, but his father honored her by saying that he was going to name his first son Cuba. So his father left to go to Jamaica, then back to Barbados. Later, Dudley immigrated to the United States and lived in Harlem, the Black Mecca in New York City. In memory of his wife, he insisted that he be known as Cuba, not Dudley, in memory of his late wife. There he met Addie Austin, originally from North Carolina. They married and Cuba was born. Later, his brother Antonio was born. When Cuba was 5 years old, puppeteer Sherry Lewis was his singing teacher. She taught me how to breathe. She taught me to pronounce my words when I sang. The lyrics mean something. It's not just the music. He says the progression of the family is the sum total of the current patriarch of the family, which is me. I would not be here if it were not for all the influences that preceded me. My dad died when I was 11 years old. He taught my mother so many different things about the world because he was a world traveler. That was important to my mother because she came up in a shack in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. He also said that his father taught him that he was not a slave. Putting dogs on me or water holes in me was unacceptable. I carried myself with dignity and respect, except the time I played the fool sometimes. Hey, and we're going to be listening to that song too. In 1964, Cuba met Shirley Temple Sullivan,
and we also know her as Kimberly, a member of the singing group The Sweethearts, who was the opening act for Jackie Wilson. Cuba and Shirley married in 66. April was born in January 67. And then it goes on to talk about some of the hard times that happened in his life and being laid off and, you know, different things. It goes on to talk about his vocal abilities. His old friend Sylvester and Simmons of the Main Ingredient approached Cuba to fill in for McPherson temporarily because he had taken ill with leukemia. Later, McPherson died, and Cuba became the permanent lead singer. Cuba said RCA had no black artists except for Charlie Pride. Then after Charlie Pride came Harry Belafonte. And then came The Main Ingredient. Everybody Plays the Fool was originally a country song written for Pride. Now, who knew? But he thought it was garbage. And imagine what one person considers garbage will be someone else's treasure. Do you hear me, Marshall?
I hear you. I sure know.
Amen, amen. So in your 40 years, tell our audience, where did you first meet Cuba Gooding Sr.?
Well, 40 years ago when they first came out with their records back in the old days, we were already hot. Shylights are already the number one on the charts. And we had a tour, and they came together to be on the tour with us. And we played the Apollo Theater in New York City, left there, went to the Uptown in Philadelphia, left there, we went to Washington, D.C. at the Howard Theater, left there, we went to Baltimore at the Royal Theater. Then we came back to the Regal Theater here in Chicago, where we had the Jackson 5 opening up the show for us.
Wow, 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 wow. Now, that is over the span of from the beginning to the Jacksons opening up the show has to be over the span of a few years, I'd say.
Yes, it was. That before yeah. We went to Motown. We was all at the Regal Theater, back and forth. Every child I used to play the Regal Theater every other month.
Wow, wow, wow. And so you and Cuba Gooding Sr. became very, very close in the span of 40 years and were set to play yet again. And I'm sure you can't even count the times that you've played. But, you know, this is a celebration of his life. And so tell us, what are some of the fondest memories that you know of? Like some of the laughs, some of the jokes back in the dressing room, or some of the stuff that happened on the road. Tell us some of those stories that you remember so fondly.
Well, we had great times together. Of course, you know, me and Cuba used to talk just about every other morning about booking other acts, especially the acts that wasn't working. So I always get together with Cuba and let them call me. Hey, tell them to call me, and I'll see if they can either open up the show for us or open up the show for your group, or the Del Funnies had their tour going on. And we was just all close. And then as time went on, about almost 30 years ago, almost now, it's about 25, 30 years ago coming, they came up with the 70 Soul Jam tour after Shylights got through with that Cool Jazz Festival. We went out headlining the Cool Jazz Festival with a lot of acts on the show with us at that time. So we left there, and then we ended up with we left Queen Booking Agency and went to Universal. And when we got to Universal, then we started doing the 70 Soul Jam. And the 70 Soul Jam put together the Stylistics, Dramatics, Shylights. That was started off with three first. Then we added Cuba Gooding and the Main Ingredients. We had the Del Phonics on there. And then we started adding more and more acts as we went. And that's what we kept together for over 30 years, just doing that.
If it ain't broke, you don't need to fix it, because I'm telling you, those are some memorable, memorable songs and groups and gems that you just dropped right there, my brother. You could stay in that pocket all day right there. That's a show within itself. But you know what? Those are some lovely, lovely and warm memories, because this is like a brotherhood so to speak, with all of those acts, and not to negate that there are women that, you know, back to brothers up, if not vocally, on the road, and of course your wives and loved ones and families that, you know, they sacrifice when you're not at home and when you're traveling or when you're even on the radio right now. And, you know, we've got callers lighting up the phone lines right now. We're going to, I see y'all numbers, and I'm going to call out your area code when I get ready to open up this phone line. Let Marsha drop a few more gems on us about Cuba Gooding Sr., his good friend. Now, I remember when we were getting ready to book him on our show last year, and there was so much going on that, you know, with the elections and everything happening. But what I didn't realize was that the night that we booked him for our original broadcast, which was Soul School Music Mondays with Marshall Thompson, well, Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. is the reason why we are no longer on Mondays. And I just wanted to make sure that the world listening knew that, because when I called him for this interview, he got on that phone and he was laughing and he was, you know, telling me about the debates that he was watching on TV. And it was the presidential debate. And that is when I really could feel that boisterous, you know, smile. I could feel it through the phone, you know, just in his jovial talk, and he was laughing, and I really enjoyed it. I could have stayed on the phone with him. But Marshall, tell me, what were some of the things that would get your guys' day started? Because I know you were very close, and as close as you gentlemen were, what were some of the more positive things? Because we're not talking about passing, we're talking about the celebration of life. And, you know, every day you hit us with something online telling us, you know, about being thankful and grateful. And when we opened up this song, you know, just to hear Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. singing "God is on our side," it just really reiterates that, you know what, we're so blessed. So tell us about some of those conversations just that you guys as brothers would have.
What I always said to QB all the time, we're very blessed to have the hits that we had. You know, they had quite a few hits. You know, Satellites had 2 number one hits and 20 top 10 hits. And that's very rare that you can have that many records. And a lot of people only have 1 record. Well, we didn't have 20 top 10s and 2 number ones. And QB had some great sounding songs. QB always wanted to be Las Vegas. And that's what he was. He was a Las Vegas singer with a fabulous voice. You would never find another voice like that, I tell you that right now. QB Gooding was a QB Gooding on his own, you know. And the places that we played, Australia, Italy, France, Germany, Singapore, we even went to Greenland. You know, a lot of people haven't even played no Greenland, but we have been there, you know. And,
to do all those
places in the plains land, you know, we've been through snowstorms. We went through all kind of wind storms on the plain, everything. But we still made it, you know, and we should thank God every day for that. We've been through rainstorms, going overseas, 24-hour flights, 18-hour flights, and we've been safe. And God have been on our side, you know what I'm saying? And then that's what we talk about all the time. So we should pray
Amen.
On that. Because, you know, these things is just, God has to be on your side to want you to do this, you know? I had a stroke, and I'm still here doing what I have to do. And I play like I don't even have a stroke, because I'm not going nowhere until God tell me to come anyway. So I might as well do the best I can and try to inspire other people that had strokes to have some strength and carry on.
Amen, amen, amen. And God is on our side. And that is the theme of this Soul School Music honoring Cuba Gooding Sr., reigning in paradise. His voice and his light will continue to shine. And people and good friends like Marshall Thompson for over 40 years will be carrying that light. And there are other friends that are holding it on the line. And we're going to get ready to open up those phone lines right now. Caller number 312 area code. Is that Mr. Gus Redmond on the line? Gus Redmond, is that you on the line, my brother? Caller area code 312. All right, well, I guess he's just holding to listen for now. Hello, caller area code 312?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was another caller. This is Soul School Music honoring Cuba Gooding Sr. Who are we speaking with?
Mabel Buckner Payton.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Billy?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Marshall, you know this is your friend.
Okay. Was it Mabel?
Yes, Mabel.
That's a very good friend. She's like a sister.
Amen.
It's a pleasure having you on that. She can tell you some stories about Cuba as well. So come on with your story before we get into the music with them.
Okay. Cuba goes way back with me and my late husband, Jimmy Payton, in the entertainment world. They call my husband Fashion Plate. He was an MC and entertainment director in Las Vegas. And Cuba and my husband did so many concerts together. Cuba used to come to Las Vegas when he lived in Las Vegas and stayed at our house. I mean, he was just full of life, full of life. And was very proud of his children and loved the fact that when he was out on the Soul Jam, you know, he was just a personable person. And I recall one time when he was on a Soul Jam in St. Louis, and we went to see him. I took my parents to see him, and he went out in the audience to meet my dad and took the father backstage, and they had a couple of drinks and talked and laughed and joked. And all during the duration of my husband's illness, I will tell you that Cuba was there every step of the way, called him, kept him laughing. Well, he's at sound check, and he was with people like Bloodstone, Blue Magic, Childlike, any of the groups, Dramatic. He would make sure they was on the phone to say hi to him. And then he put together a beautiful tribute for him that was shown last year in Las Vegas. But I spoke to Cuba on Saturday, the day before Easter, and he was so excited about the fact that Omar, his son, had a little boy, and then he was a grandfather again. And another thing he talked to me about, I remember hearing Marshall talk about the political that he did, and Beverly, you mentioned that earlier about the political. He had called, and he was so excited when Hillary was running that he had wrote a song about a political, you know, with Obama, with Hillary, and he wanted me to hear it. And he told me, he says, Mabel, when I come to Chicago, I want you to hear this. I want you to help me out with this. He said, now, do I have your back? I said, you know you got my back. I said, I'm going to help you. I was speechless when I got the phone call last week that he had passed. I was totally, it just took my breath away. It will never be another Cuba Gooding. I'm like Marshall. He had a voice that no one can duplicate. He's going to be truly missed, and I have just want to say that my prayers go out to his wife, Shirley, and his four children, and his bandmates, and all the people that work with him. I know that Marshall and the Manhattans have both been doing a show together for Mother's Day, and I can imagine that's going to be a bittersweet show, but I'm going to miss him. I'm going to truly, truly miss Cuba.
Well, you was a great friend of his, and we're going to get somebody else. A lot of the other folks on is waiting to come all over the country, but that you were a sure enough trooper to Cuba Gooding. And thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you, Marcia. Love you, dear.
Thank you. Love you, too.
And thank you so much. God bless. And you can hold and listen one moment.
Thank you.
All right. Now, caller, area code 917. Caller, area code 917. You're on with Marshall Thompson, Soul School Music, honoring Cuba Gooding Sr.
Hi. Good evening. This is Basha Riddick in Brooklyn, New York. And,
all right.
Hi, Marshall.
Hi. How
are you doing? And, I'm blessed. And I just want to thank you to the host of the show, and thank you, Marshall, for having this show tonight. And I was just listening to the show and thank the pastor for praying, because that's the only thing that's going to move anything is God. And I'm just elated. Yeah, I'm elated. And, you know, I've been trying to reach you all week, but hear how God works it out in the divine order that I hear your voice on this radio show. So, again, thank you to the host.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you. This is Marshall's show. He allows me to be here. And God bless
you. Well, thank you, both.
Thank you
both. Thank
you so much.
Yeah. Because Cuba, I've known him, I guess, maybe 20, 25 years. I grew up with listening to my brothers playing his music, and it just wore on me. I just grew up with it, and it, when the songs that he made, Everybody Plays a Fool, and Just Don't Want to Be Lonely, and Happiness Around the, and all these many songs that he wrote, just played in my heart. Just
son, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of many songs that Cuba had. We're going to get into some of his music right now. We're going to come back to the next caller to tell his story. But right now, we want to hear that fabulous voice of his.
Yes. Just let me say this, Marshall. I was talking to Ron Cheba tonight, one of his road managers.
Right.
And he said there was a song that Cuba made. We were talking about our favorite songs of Cuba, and he said there was a song called Euphoria River. If y'all could dig that up, but he played that song, and it was an awesome song that Cuba Wright predicting about his life, and it was just beautiful. So
we'll try to find it and get it in.
Yeah, Euphoria River. So God bless you, Marshall, and thank you for everything.
Thank you for calling in.
You're more than welcome. God bless you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. All right.
God bless.
God bless you too.
Hey, wait a minute. Where you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. Just don't. Only moments a day. I just don't wanna be lonely. I'd rather be loved and needed, depended on to give love I can't give when you're gone. When you're gone, I just don't wanna be lonely. I'd rather be loved.
All right, all right, all right. This is honoring Cuba Gooding Sr. on Soul School Music, Marshall Thompson's radio show. We have another caller that we're going to allow to expound. Caller area code 443, did you have a reflection about Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr.?
Hi. This is
Daisy
Brown.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Daisy Brown. I'm Marshall Thompson's road manager.
Hi, it's an honor to meet you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. And you?
I'm blessed. It's a pleasure to hear your voice. I've heard so many good things about you. And I'm wondering, Marshall, are you there, Marshall?
I'm right here.
Hi,
all right,
please.
Now.
All right. All right. That was a very,
that's
she's a very good
brother.
Friend of QB.
Wow. Well, tell us, what would you like to reflect upon?
Well, Cuba was a very charismatic person. He was the life of the tour most of the time. He kept us laughing a lot. I think he was, he had the stage presence that was unbelievable. He would transform, you know, he was like Transformer. He'd be backstage one way and get on stage and he's like a completely different person. And he really loved what he was doing, you know, that music was his life.
Wow. And you could see it in the smile, in the voice, in just his presence, that stage presence, and the way, you know, he evokes the sultry messages coming out of the songs. And so I know just being close to him like you all are, this is an especially solemn time. But you know what? It's a celebration. And I just want to thank you all for coming together and allowing me to be part of the celebration of his life. We're going to continue to play some music. We're going to lift up his wife, Shirley, a.k.a. Kimberly Gooding, his children, all of you, his family and friends, his new grandbaby, his legacy. It is going to live. It is timeless. And
well, you
I want to thank... Go ahead.
One thing I do want to say, I didn't say, you know, tomorrow is Cuba's birthday, or would have been, and mine is Saturday. And for the last 20-some years, we made it a point of touching bases for our birthdays. And I'm going to miss that phone call this year.
I am embracing you. I am embracing you right now, dear sister, because as a queen, he wants you to keep your crown on straight, and he wants your shoulders held back because he wants you to smile like as though you did have that phone call, you know, as though you did have that phone call. And you know, I realize that it's especially hard because losing him or him being called back home and then his birthday coming before his, you know, homegoing celebration is just a tremendous, it requires tremendous strength. It requires tremendous faith. And I know that you both, Marshall and you, Ms. Daisy, Ms. Mabel, you know, I'm going to open up her phone line here, and we have another, well, I'm sorry, I'm going to go down the rest of the line. I'm not going to open up that line, but I just want to tell you all that you have the strength and the memories to continue to carry you through, and knowing that his spirit lives in you and the legacy continues. So, you know, continue to just shine and feel that love accordingly. And we do have another caller, and I'm going to allow a moment for that caller to get in here. Did you want to say something else to Miss Daisy Marshall while we had her line open?
Well, I'd like to thank her for calling in. She's a trooper, and she does a great job. She's been around me for over 40 years as well, and she does a great job, and we look forward for her to be on the road for the next concert tour, Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Now,
Miss
Daisy.
Yes.
And I love you. I love you because let me tell you something. What you do for this man, this brother, he's my brother from another. And I just really appreciate that, you know, we have been on the air for a year. We're coming up on our year celebration. And I want to thank you both. But I want you to hang on because I want you to read what you and Marshall put together at the end of the show, okay? I want to open up the other phone line, and that would give you time to pull together the proclamation. And if you would grace our audience with that, all right?
Would you read it for me, please?
Absolutely.
I don't think I could understand. Get through it.
I understand. Well, I really will. I really will.
Thank you.
And you hang
Thank
on,
you.
And God bless
I
you. I understand. Okay, hang on here.
Thank
We're going to open up some
okay.
other lines. All right. Mm-hmm. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone lines are lighting up, so give me 1 second. All right. Area code 602. Area code 602. 602, excuse me, you're on with Soul School Music, Marshall Thompson, honoring Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. Who are we speaking with, area code 602?
Yes, this is area code 602, and this is Brother Cecil Holden, Homeboy Music Company. And I just want to say, just give my appreciation and thanks to Marshall, who is my godfather. You know, I'm originally from Evanston, Illinois, back in Chicago. Marshall was one who helped raise me and brought me up in music, showed me how to record. But I did meet a lot of the artists. And Cuba, I met him back in the 70s when I moved to L.A. I also played on some of their records. Ed Townsend was a producer, and I was a guitar player for Ed Townsend. So I did meet Cuba. We were good friends. And what an inspiration to have people like Marshall and Cuba that, you know, really – kept music, soul music, the way it is right now. And I appreciate that. I thank God, you know, for that experience. Now, I know Marshall is there. I just want to say hello, Godfather.
Hello to you. There. How you doing?
Yeah,
thank
I'm fine,
you for
Marshall.
Calling in. Thank
yeah,
you for
I talked to Gus yesterday, and I just want to say, man, just thank you, you know, just for leading the way, carrying the torch, and helping those other people and artists throughout the business. You certainly helped me through, you know, through my career. And,
thank you.
I sang, everybody sang the Fool, Charles Blues Club the other night.
Well, keep that torch burning. Keep that torch burning,
buddy. I will do that, Marshall.
And stay cool out there in Arizona.
Yeah, well, it is very cool right now, but it will be heating up shortly. And I just want to say, you know, like you know, God bless you, Marshall. Everybody
Thank
loves you.
You,
and we still need you. Okay.
Well, you got people listening to you all overseas in London right now too. A lot of our fans over there is calling in. So
Correct.
Thank you for calling.
Everybody's listening, and we just appreciate you, man. And we know Cuba's going up yonder in the Christian band into the heavenly choir, wherever that might be. Okay.
Right on.
And I'm on KCG Gospel Radio here in Phoenix. But I just wanted to weigh in on that. You know, God bless you, and hope
Thank
to see you.
You
soon.
Thank you.
All right.
God
Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. And we're going to go ahead and go to another caller. Caller area code 810. Caller area code 810. You're on with Marshall Thompson, Soul School Music, honoring Cuba Gooding Sr.
Hey, Lo, how everybody doing?
We're blessed. Who are
Hello.
We speaking with?
This is Irvin Jones, Red Sun.
Oh, wow. My bass singer, my original bass singer that made up all of the Shaw Lights background on all of our albums. That's his
That's
son,
right.
ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's me.
Wow. What an honor. What an honor to meet you. Tell us your reflections about Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr.
Well, all I can say is I love the music just like everybody else. That man had a voice. Oh, my goodness. I mean, those songs, they're never going away. I mean, we'll be gone. Those songs will still be here doing what they do, just like they're brand new. And I just want to call and give my love to the family, give my love to you guys, and, hey, let's keep it going. He's not going nowhere. He's still here with us.
Amen, right amen.
He'll live on in his music. He'll live right on in his music.
That's right. That's right.
Just like your dad.
That's right. We're still here.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for calling in and continue to carry the torch and the legacy that you're carrying. And you're right. His music will live on. His light is still shining. And we're going to go to another caller, but you be blessed, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
All right. Caller, area code 323. You are on with Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson honoring Cuba Gooding Sr. Who are we speaking to? Caller, area code 323.
Good evening. This is A. Scott Galloway chiming in.
Right on.
What an honor. What an honor. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing okay. I'm so sorry. I wish I could have been listening. I got stuck getting to my destination, and it took me a minute to get here. But I wanted to come in and really just say that Cuba was an amazing singular vocalist. I mean, I couldn't believe the news when I heard that he had died. You know, it's one of those gentlemen that was still out on the scene, still doing things, you know, not only in music, but for his community. And, you know, I went to go pick up some tickets a couple earlier in the week for another concert that's going to be here in Los Angeles with Millie Jackson and Lattimore and the Dramatics. And it turned out that it was the same company that put on, I guess, what turned out to be Cuba's final show in Redondo Beach or, you know, somewhere in the Southern California area. And the lady was telling me, I forget her name right now. I would shout her out, but I'm so discombobulated right now. But she was saying that Cuba took like 10 minutes out of his concert set to talk to the audience about the importance of investing in children's education because they're the future and how important it was for them to excel in learning and in leadership in their communities and things. And I thought it was a beautiful testimony from somebody that most of us think of as just, you know, an amazing voice musically, but he was also an amazing voice in his community. But personally, musically, I just wanted to say that, I mean, everybody knows those big, gigantic hits that The Main Ingredient had, but oh my goodness, within the ears of everybody listening to your program today, let me tell you, if you haven't heard a song of his called I Want to Make You Glad, you have not heard one of the finest male vocal soul performances ever recorded. It is a masterpiece. It's from the album Rolling Down the Mountainside. It's on a lot of their compilations. You know, Main Ingredient, Quiet Storm, I believe, is one of them that's definitely on. Oh, my goodness. Please do your ears the favor and your heart the favor of hearing that song. Those are the main things I wanted to say, as well as hello to both of you. And Marshall, you and I have worked together in the past on some liner notes and everything. So it's a real honor to just be able to, you know, kick my two cents in today on your wonderful program here.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, too. We really appreciate you.
Yes, we do. And it's an honor to hear you. I've followed you online and I love your post. You stay just so on point, keeping us updated with whose birthday it is, whose legacy we're honoring, and all of the fine liner notes and the work that you have done. So we salute you, and we definitely want to thank you for calling in and sharing your sentiments.
Absolutely, my pleasure and honor. You guys keep doing what you do with, you know, keeping the legacy of everything alive, and I look forward to seeing you again, Marshall. Last time I saw you was I guess about a year ago with Bloodstone and several other folks out in Anaheim. So when are you gonna be back in Southern California? Do you know?
Well, we just left California. We did San Francisco area. We did San Jose. And we miss you all, but we'll be coming back out. We're doing Las Vegas. We'll be coming there with Alan Beck. with the big show. And, of course, you know, we always do the arenas out there, those 12,000 seaters. So, and we've been real blessed back in those places, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you guys were great last time, and I'll just be checking my listings for the next time that you're in L.A. Or Orange County or the Valley or anywhere in my area, because you guys always put on a wonderful show. God bless
you
both. Thank you, Beverly.
And God bless you as well, and one day we'll have to have you on a show. But thank you so much for the tremendous work that you're doing, and thank you for calling in.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
You as well. Thank you. All right. All right. So we have the phone lines are just lit up like Parliament, like they would say. And we're going to go ahead and let Marshall have some closing thoughts. And I'm going to find the proclamation and read that. And then we'll have some more songs going on out. How about that, Marshall?
That would be fine. I'd like to say, I'd like to thank everybody. We still got time for a few more people to call in a minute, but we'd like to thank everybody that watched my Facebook page a lot. And then if you want to find out where we at on tour, you know to go into shylights.info, shylights.info, and you'll know where we're at. But at the same time, that we'd like to say we're really going to miss my good friend, Brother Cuby. He's the one that lights up the stage. You know, when he hit that stage, that big smile is going to come out, and he's going to tell you, everybody plays a fool sometimes. You know? And there's no exceptions to the rules. But what you got to do is hang in there. Stick with your kids. Make sure you know where your kids are. Get them off them streets out there. And give them some of that education if they want to know music. Most of them is born with the voice. But get into that music, get into that education, learn how to read those contracts if you're going to be an entertainer. You still got to know how to read those contracts in order to make it. Show business is 90% business, 10% show. Remember, that's why they call it show business. 90% business, 10% show. That's what me and Cuba Gooden used to say every morning.
Amen, amen. And that's what they need to plant down inside of their hearts. And I want to thank you so much, my brother from another, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marshall Thompson. And this is his show, Soul School Music. And we are honoring his good friend over 40 years, Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. I'm going to read the proclamation that will be read at the homegoing services this Saturday for our listeners, and then we're going to go out with some music. Is that all right with you, Godfather?
That's all right with me. Let's rock and roll.
All right, let's rock and roll. Here we go. One moment, please, and let me get this proclamation up on the screen. Now, Marshall Thompson is just a dear, dear man himself with such a sultry voice. Well, he and his good friend Daisy, who is also management of the Shy Lights, have sentiments that they would love to be in attendance to share, but they will be there in spirit. So, today we celebrate the life of a dear friend who transitioned 1 week prior to what would have been a celebration of a new year of life. I was looking forward to our upcoming show on Mother's Day weekend in Florida. Sadly, we are here to say goodbye to a very special person who had made such a contribution to the music industry. We first met over 40 years ago, and camaraderie was instantly developed between us. Often we held conversations about family life, and we shared ideas of dealing with the obstacles we faced as entertainers. Cuba was a jovial, charismatic, and special kind of guy. He had a stage presence that demanded your attention. A fun-loving guy. He often kept us in stitches. Not merely a singer, his talent and showmanship afforded him the rights of an artist. Today we are heartbroken, yet we can appreciate the memories that will linger with us forever. He wrote his own story and leaves a great legacy. It is my prayer that you will find some comfort in these words. God can and will bring you comfort even now when you may feel that you will never be rid of the pain and broken spirit. I am happy to say that he was a friend of mine. His smile, hearty laughter, and great humor will be greatly missed. Be encouraged, and in time, some of the pain will disappear, and you will be able to smile as you remember the good times. May God bless you and bring you peace during this stormy season. It is fair to say that Cuba was a main ingredient of the main ingredients. Today we say our goodbyes with heavy hearts and teary eyes. We speak comfort and peace for one another as we mourn the loss of our dearly departed brother. It is the memories that we will treasure and the love and laughter beyond measure, because we know through teary eyes, in our hearts and minds, a love one never dies. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. With love, respect, and admiration, Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups and the last man standing of the Shy Lights, along with the Shy Lights family, we bid you to reign in paradise, Mr. Cuba Gooding Sr. We love you, and God bless you.